I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, the kid reporter who hopes to soon be in locker rooms everywhere. But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
So the LA Clippers sat Kawhi Leonard twice in the first eight games of the season. First, the internet lost its mind. Then the NBA said, it's okay, he's injured. Then coach Doc Rivers told reporters Leonard was feeling great. Then the league fined the Clips. Have I got this about right?
Well, yeah, except you left out the most important thing, which is the fact that we have a new entry in NBA jargon, which is load management situation.
Ooh.
Which sounds like something that ought to involve, like, dump trucks and gravel. Yeah, I mean, the NBA back-to-backs are tough. So they have a load management situation with him. It's just that nobody knows how to talk about it publicly yet. Because
right.
It's not supposed right. to happen.
Right.
I mean, it's sort of like the bastard stepchild of tanking. But basically what you're doing is you're trying to make your team better in the long run
yeah.
by resting your valuable players. But you're charging, I don't even want to guess how much per ticket, and you got to have a convincing lie. And no one has one yet.
I mean, it is only the third week of the season. Do
yeah.
we have many more months of this kind of drama?
I think so. I mean, it's until they find a solution for this. And I couldn't begin to tell you what one might be. I mean, spontaneously cutting ticket prices because you know the visiting star isn't going to play doesn't sound feasible to me. This is going to, well, it's certainly going to be a point of influence for the league. They're going to look around for examples of this now.
Yeah. Can we talk about the Chicago Bears?
No!
They've lost four in a row.
Sports!
They're currently 12th in the NFC. In last week's game against the Eagles, they had just 9 net yards in the first half. 9? What is going on with the Bears?
They really stink, Karen. They're a bad football team. They built their team. They built up a defense. The defense is still really good, by the way. But their offense is the petrified forest. The Mitchell Trubisky experience has not gone well for them. I suspect we'll talk about him in television in a moment. But they're just not that good on offense. And eventually, teams built that way, I mean, unless they're the Baltimore Ravens of a few years ago, teams that are built that way break down. And those Ravens, by the way, had a running game. The Bears don't have one of those either.
Well, as you say, the team is so bad that quarterback Mitchell Trubisky wants all the televisions inside Halas Hall. That's the Bears' headquarters and training facility turned off. He says news reports are bad for team morale. Has he ever heard of newspapers or the internet?
Yeah, well, not only that, but you know what else is bad for team morale? Losing every week. That's bad for team morale.
Terrible.
I mean, if you got a problem, Mitchell, just turn all the TVs to, like, Ancient Aliens or something. Start following the impeachment, the Great
Plenty
British,
of options.
The Great British Bake Off, anything.
Wonderful. Yeah. In Australia, the men's national soccer team is called the Socceroos. The women's national team is the Matildas. Don't ask me why, but in one way, these two groups are now the same. And what would that be?
They get paid the same.
Woo!
But unfortunately, they're still called the Matildas, which comes, of course, from the famous song, Waltzing Matilda.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So where do Socceroos come from?
Who knows? Kangaroos, I guess.
Oh, see?
I mean, this is...
You
the
learned something.
Never let it be said the Australians don't know how to make use of, like, ethno-nationalist cliches. It's like, South Africa is the Springboks. It's named after an antelope. So
right.
Good for the Aussie footy people for going all in on pay equity.
As you say, the highest paid Matilda will soon be paid the same as the highest paid Socceroo. But when it comes to the World Cup, men and women will be paid the same percentage of prize money. So the men will earn a lot more per win than the women do. Whereas in their negotiations, the U.S. women want equal prize money for World Cup wins. Are the U.S. women asking for too much here?
No, because the U.S. women win. I mean, they win the World Cup. They're massively popular. They're incredibly valuable TV product. So they deserve the money that they're asking for.
Yeah.
Because without them, soccer would just be the U.S. men's national team. And that's just not pretty.
Not good. And finally, Charlie, a black cat ran down the field during Monday Night Football. Here's the call from Kevin Harlan.
And the cat is in the CDW red zone. CDW, people who get it now, a policeman, a state trooper has come on the field. And the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
But not everyone was so happy with the antics of the black cat, right?
No, DeMarcus Lawrence, a gigantic defensive end for the Cowboys, apparently was terrified. He said, they got bad luck now. It turned on him. He said, man, the game's over. A black cat runs in the damn field in a Monday night football game. You might want to call it quits, bro. Y'all's luck is terrible. I'd argue with DeMarcus, and I wouldn't anyway. However, the cat does have his own Twitter page now.
Excellent. Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.
If you haven't heard, self-partnering is in. I'm not totally sure what it means, but the internet tells me it has something to do with being committed to taking care of yourself. Well, here's one tip for taking care of yourself. Subscribe to the Only a Game podcast. That way, you'll receive our mix of funny, moving, and surprising stories every week.